In our last episode of Acts, Saul got a new job. He's not putting Christians in jail anymore. He's telling people about Jesus. In today's episode, Saul gets a new name, too. He and his friend Barnabas travel around sharing the good news with everyone they meet, Jews and non-Jews. They say that Jesus loves everyone, no matter where they come from or what they look like. But there are some people who don't like this idea. See what happens when an argument breaks out over who to include in the church. As you listen, you might also notice that Luke, the writer of Acts, starts saying "we" a lot. That's because partway through this episode, Luke joins up with Paul as one of his traveling companions.
Barnabas and Saul were sent on their way by the Holy Spirit. They went down to Seleucia. From there, they sailed to Cyprus. They arrived at Salamis. There they preached God's word in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in Pamphylia. There John left them and returned to Jerusalem. From Perga, they went on to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath day, they entered the synagogue and sat down. The law and the prophets were read aloud. Then the synagogue rulers sent word to Paul and his companions. They said, "Brothers, do you have a message of hope for the people? If you do, please speak." Paul stood up and motioned with his hand. Then he said, "People of Israel, and you non-Jews who worship God, listen to me. The God of Israel chose our people who lived long ago. He blessed them greatly while they were in Egypt. With his mighty power, he led them out of that country. He put up with them for about 40 years in the desert. He destroyed 7 nations in Canaan. Then he gave the land to his people as their rightful share. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king. He gave them Saul, son of Kish. Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He ruled for 40 years. God removed him and made David their king. From this man's family line, God has brought to Israel the Savior, Jesus. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus. By finding him guilty, they made the prophet's words come true. The people and their rulers had no reason at all for sentencing Jesus to death, but they asked Pilate to have him killed. They did everything that had been written about Jesus. Then they took him down from the cross. They laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. For many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. Now they are his witnesses to our people. We are telling you the good news. What God promised our people long ago, he has done for us, their children. He has raised up Jesus." On the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they became very jealous. They said evil things against what Paul was saying. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly. "We had to speak God's word to you first," they said, "but you don't accept it. You don't think you are good enough for eternal life. So now we are turning to those who aren't Jews. This is what the Lord has commanded us to do. He said, 'I have made you a light for those who aren't Jews. You will bring salvation to the whole earth.'" When the non-Jews heard this, they were glad. They honored the word of the Lord. All who were appointed for eternal life believed. Certain people came down from Judea to Antioch. Here is what they were teaching the believers. "Moses commanded you to be circumcised," they said. "If you aren't, you can't be saved." But Paul and Barnabas didn't agree with this. They argued strongly with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed to go up to Jerusalem. When they arrived in Jerusalem, the church welcomed them. The apostles and elders welcomed them too. Then Paul and Barnabas reported everything God had done through them. Some of the believers were Pharisees. They stood up and said, "Those who aren't Jews must be circumcised. They must obey the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. After they had talked it over, Peter got up and spoke to them. "Brothers," he said, "you know that some time ago God chose me to take the good news to those who aren't Jews. He wanted them to hear the good news and believe. God knows the human heart. By giving the Holy Spirit to non-Jews, he showed that he accepted them. He did the same for them as he had done for us. He showed that there is no difference between us and them. He made their hearts pure because of their faith. Now then, why are you trying to test God? You test him when you put a heavy load on the believer's shoulders. Our people of long ago couldn't carry that load. We can't either. No, we believe we are saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus. Those who aren't Jews are saved in the same way." Everyone became quiet as they listened to Barnabas and Paul. They were telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done through them among non-Jews. Then the apostles, the elders, and the whole church decided what to do. They would choose some of their own men. They would send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. So they chose two leaders among the believers. Their names were Judas Barsabbas and Silas. The men were sent down to Antioch. Judas and Silas were prophets. They said many things to give strength and hope to the believers. Sometime later, Paul spoke to Barnabas. "Let's go back to all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord," he said. "Let's visit the believers and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John Mark with them, but Paul didn't think it was wise to take him. Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia. He hadn't continued with them in their work. Barnabas and Paul strongly disagreed with each other, so they went their separate ways. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas. Paul came to Derbe. Then he went on to Lystra. A believer named Timothy lived there. His mother was Jewish and a believer. His father was a Greek. The believers at Lystra and Iconium said good things about Timothy. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised Timothy because of the Jews who lived in that area. They all knew that Timothy's father was a Greek. Paul and his companions traveled from town to town. They reported what the apostles and elders in Jerusalem had decided. The people were supposed to obey what was in the report. So the churches were made strong in the faith. The number of believers grew every day. Paul and his companions traveled all through the area of Phrygia and Galatia. During the night, Paul had a vision. He saw a man from Macedonia standing and begging him. "Come over to Macedonia," the man said. "Help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia. We decided that God had called us to preach the good news there. At Troas, we got into a boat. We sailed straight for Samothrace. The next day, we went on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony. It is an important city in that part of Macedonia. We stayed there several days. One day, we were going to the place of prayer. On the way, we were met by a female slave. She had a spirit that helped her to tell ahead of time what was going to happen. She earned a lot of money for her owners by telling fortunes. The woman followed Paul and the rest of us around. She shouted, "These men serve the Most High God. They are telling you how to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became upset. Turning around, he spoke to the spirit. "In the name of Jesus Christ," he said, "I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her. The female slave's owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, so they grabbed Paul and Silas. They dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them to the judges. "These men are Jews," her owners said. "They are making trouble in our city." The judges ordered that Paul and Silas be stripped and beaten. They were whipped without mercy. Then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. Suddenly, there was a powerful earthquake. It shook the prison from top to bottom. All at once, the prison doors flew open. Everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up. He saw that the prison doors were open. He pulled out his sword and was going to kill himself. He thought the prisoners had escaped. "Don't harm yourself," Paul shouted. "We are all here." The jailer called out for some lights. He rushed in, shaking with fear. He fell down in front of Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out. He asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus. Then you and your family will be saved." They spoke the word of the Lord to him. They also spoke to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took Paul and Silas and washed their wounds. Right away, he and his whole family were baptized. Paul took the road to Ephesus. When he arrived, he found some believers there. Paul entered the synagogue. There, he spoke boldly for 3 months. He tried to talk the people into accepting his teaching about God's kingdom. But some of them wouldn't listen. They refused to believe. In public, they said evil things about the way of Jesus. So Paul left them. He took the believers with him. Each day, he talked with people in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years. So all the Jews and Greeks who lived in Asia Minor heard the word of the Lord. God did amazing miracles through Paul. Even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to those who were sick. When this happened, their sicknesses were healed and evil spirits left them. Some Jews went around driving out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus to set free those who were controlled by demons. They said, "In Jesus' name, I command you to come out. He is the Jesus that Paul is preaching about." 7 sons of Sceva were doing this. Sceva was a Jewish chief priest. One day, the evil spirit answered them, "I know Jesus, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on Sceva's sons. He overpowered them all. He gave them a terrible beating. They ran out of the house naked and bleeding. The Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus heard about this. They were all overcome with fear. They held the name of the Lord Jesus in high honor. Many who believed now came and openly admitted the evil they had done. The word of the Lord spread everywhere. It became more and more powerful.